And it's Friday when we take a couple minutes to look at the news through social media. So let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin.
And I want to start with Myanmar. Nobel laureates are calling out that country's de facto leader, the Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, for not speaking out against the persecution of the country's Rohingya Muslim minority. Now, South Africa's Desmond Tutu, who's been, you know, withdrawn from public life in recent years.
He retired.
Yeah.
He said, I am not speaking about anything in public life anymore. I'm retired. Not even if you begged me am I going to come out of my private retirement until this week.
Right. And what did he say?
He says, my dear sister, this is a letter to Aung San Suu Kyi he posted on Facebook. If the political price of your ascension to the highest office in Myanmar is your silence, that price is surely too steep. He is commenting on the pictures that we've all seen on the news of Rohingya Muslims fleeing from their villages that are being burnt down. We have reports of women and children being killed. They are trying to get to Bangladesh. These are horrific pictures. It is a humanitarian crisis. His comment came a day after a comment from Malala Yousafzai. She was the youngest person ever to receive the Peace Prize. She's very direct. Over the last several years, I have repeatedly condemned this tragic and shameful treatment of the Rohingya. I am still waiting for my fellow Nobel laureate, Aung San Suu Kyi, to do the same. Very direct. Yeah. 70,000 shares just on that one post, and then reignited an entire conversation about the leader of Myanmar and what she should be doing and saying right now.
And there's also an online petition at change.org, so people can look at that. 386,000 people have signed that. But I want to just quick touch with you about Hurricane Irma, because you remind us it's huge on social media, but primarily with people sharing information. What are they saying?
Advice. Hurricane preparation. This comes from a Florida mom. It was shared by Mike's Rain on Twitter, and he said he copied from a friend who copied from a friend who copied from a friend. How good could this advice be? Florida peeps, advice from a Florida mom who's been through many a hurricane. Capitals, empty your dishwasher and put anything you want to preserve in there. It's waterproof and secured to cabinets, so it's more likely to survive a storm. Tell your friends. I have never heard that, Robin. I've covered so many hurricanes. I've never heard about the dishwasher safe.
And then maybe gaffer tape it shut, you know, just for
safety.
Exactly. Also, there's some
great
tips.
Advice there.
There's some tips for pets. I just want to hear that.
Take your pets. We've seen pictures and images from Harvey just 2 weeks ago where people had left their dogs, they left their pets, they were looking for their cats. So take your pet. Interesting piece of advice here from the St. Augustine Beach Police Department. They posted, take your insurance claims number and then follow your insurers on social media so you can get the latest updates. Hadn't thought about that. Lots of Floridians are posting about the best chargers for your phones, for your iPads, so that you could actually keep all your electronic devices full of juice. And then also lots of apps like At Gas Buddy that will tell you where you can get gas from, which gas stations have and how to keep safe.
I love
so
this.
Many places to look. Hashtag Irma. You'll have all of the information out there. And actually, for once on social media, good, mostly accurate info too.
Freeze water in your pet bowls if you have to leave them behind so that they have water and it'll melt as it goes. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. I just love it. Hashtag Irma tips. Thank you.
You're welcome.